nonplussed about the word nonplussed. And not all of them agree what it means to be nonplussed about the word nonplussed.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
Ann, I've actually avoided this word most of my life because I just always had this feeling that I think I know what it means, but I'm not quite sure, so...
Can I put you on the spot, Rebecca, and ask what you think you know it means?
I always thought that it meant kind of like ticked off, but it's always showing up on those lists of words that are like, here are words that everybody thinks they know what they mean, but that's not actually what they mean. So I've just never been confident in my definition.
And you are absolutely right that this word shows up on the list of commonly confused words. It can show up on lists of peeves. This is one of those words. It is changing. The meaning of it is changing. And I think you're right to be careful. And I actually also tend not to use this word. I know what it has meant historically, but I also know that many of the people I'm talking to use it to mean something else, so it seems like you just get yourself in trouble here.
Best just to avoid it.
Now, let's back up and talk about what this word has meant and what people may think it means. What this word historically has meant is confused or bewildered to the point that you cannot speak. Clearly a different definition from the one you were working
yes,
with.
And I am now nonplussed.
Very nice. And I would guess that we have listeners who are saying, that's not what I use nonplussed to mean, because there is another meaning widely in circulation, which is that if you're nonplussed, you are unfazed, you're not bothered. I think for some people it means you're unimpressed. How did we get here? All right. Nonplussed comes into English from Latin, and what you've got here is non and plus, no more, no further, and that's where you can see that meaning of there's nothing more to be said or done. You're confused and there's nothing more to be said. The word first comes into English as a noun, nonplus, as in you're in a state of nonplus, or you're reduced to a perfect nonplus. That's a quandary, confusion, and so you can't speak. You then see it as a verb so that one can amaze and nonplus someone, just render them bewildered to the point that they are speechless. It is from that verb that we get the adjective. So if nonplus is a verb, then you can be nonplussed, which means that you are confused. Now, there have been surveys on this because of the change in meaning where many people have reinterpreted it to be, if you're nonplussed, then you must be not plussed, which could mean you're not phased, you're not excited, if plussed meant excited. The American Heritage Dictionary surveyed its usage panel in 2013, and 57% rejected the sentence that, here's the sentence, the 9 panelists showed little emotion during the broadcast and were generally nonplussed by the outcome. 57% rejected, but I should note, 43% accepted, which means we're in a pretty split place.
Kind of wavering, yeah.
About what this word means. And it's not that surprising to me because as the noun and verbs have fallen out of use, it's very possible for people to reinterpret the adjective. And other words for confused don't have that negative prefix. Mark Lieberman wrote a nice post on this on LanguageLog and says, you know, confused, bewildered have no negative prefix versus something like unperturbed or nonchalant. So if you're nonplussed, then you're not plussed.
Well, and with non, too, I think a lot of words like non-smoker, you can take out the non and just have smoker and it still works. But you can't do that with nonplussed. You have to leave the non in.
Yes, yeah. You do. And so I think we're clearly at a moment where this word is changing. This happens sometimes. And odds are that the unfazed, unimpressed meaning will win.
Well, Anne, I was nonplussed when I walked in here, but you have cleared things up for me. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.